stories from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were taken by much grief. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw their grief, he consoled them with glad tidings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about these kind of opportunities and occasions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed this ummah with, where in a single night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may multiply the reward of the deeds of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In a single month, on certain days of the year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies the deeds. And we all know that in the month of Ramadan, a fard act is multiplied by 70 times. And a nafil act, one is rewarded during the month of Ramadan for any act or any nafil act equal to that of the reward of a fard act. So this is a season that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us, a season of a'mal, a season to acquire our currency for the akhirah. Respected brothers and elders, this month of Ramadan is a month wherein many, many ibadat can be performed and should be performed. But the special features of the month of Ramadan in as far as the ibadat are concerned are the fasting that we do during the days of Ramadan and the taraweeh that we do during the nights of Ramadan and the Quran, reciting abundance of Quran during the month of Ramadan and also feeding during the month of Ramadan. Imam Zuhri rahimahullah, one of the great tabi'een and among the greatest muhaddithin among the tabi'een, Imam Zuhri rahimahullah used to say regarding the month of Ramadan, إِنَّمَا هُوَ قِرَاءَةُ الْقُرْآنِ وَإِطْعَامُ الطَّعَامِ. The month of Ramadan is for the recitation of the Quran and for feeding during the month of Ramadan. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, in a riwayah of Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim, he is reported to have described this condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the month of Ramadan. He says, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَجْوَدَ النَّاسِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most generous of all people. وَكَانَ أَجْوَدَ مَا يَكُدَ مَا يَكُونُ فِي رَمَضَانَ حِينَ يَلْقَاهُ جِبْرِيلُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. And the moments of the most generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the times when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's generosity knew no bounds, was during Ramadan when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would meet Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. وَكَانَ يَلْقَاهُ جِبْرِيلُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ كُلَّ لَيْلَةٍ مِنْ رَمَضَانَ فَيُدَارِسُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam used to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every night during the month of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite the Quran to Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. The revision of the Quran during the month of Ramadan was even done by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the nights of Ramadan with Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. And then Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu further says that wa kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hina yalqahu Jibreel alayhi salam ajwada min ar-rih al-mursala. Those moments of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam coming to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were moments of such ecstasy and happiness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma says the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time was more than a wind that was blowing very, very harshly, very hard. Now this generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is possible that it was in the form of extending a help to those who are in need, but the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not confined to that. It was also the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the advices that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to extend to his ummah. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, again we are seeing two things mentioned in this hadith regarding Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Ramadan. One was his generosity, and the other was the Quran that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to revise with Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. In fact, the riwayat mentioned that the last Ramadan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam revised the Quran twice with Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. Sayyidina Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah when the month of Ramadan used to come, then ترك جميع العبادة وأقبل على قراءة القرآن. He used to leave only the other normal ibadat that he used to do during other months of the year, and he used to spend all his time with the Quran during the month of Ramadan. That is why it comes in a hadith regarding Sawm, which is in Ramadan, and Quran, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is reported to have said that on the day of Qiyamah, Qiyam and Quran will both come as intercessors before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَيَشْفَعَانِ both will intercede. They will intercede on behalf of those who fasted, fasting will intercede. And the Quran will intercede on behalf of those who spend the days and nights with the Quran. Fasting will say, Rabbi, أي ربي إني منعته الطعام والشهوات فشفعني فيه. Oh my Rabb, I prevented him from food and I prevented him from his desires. Oh Allah, accept my intercession with regards to him. The Quran will say that Rabbi إني منعته النوم بالليل. Oh Allah, I prevented him from sleeping during the night. فشفعني فيه. Allah, accept my intercession with regards to this person. فَيُشَفَّعَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمِ is reported to have said that both Qiyam and the Qur'an are such intercessors whose intercession will not be rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will accept the intercession of both. So this is the month of the Qur'an, and that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Ramadan with the Qur'an. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. This month of Ramadan is the month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the Qur'an. Now we all know that the Qur'an was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over a period of 23 years. So what is the meaning of this ayat of the Qur'an? Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma says that the Qur'an unzila min al-lawhil mahfuz ila sama'id dunya. During the Ramadan, and more particularly, that particular night of Ramadan which has the most virtue, which is the night of Laylatul Qadr. On that night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Qur'an from the protected tablet to the earthly sky, and it was from the earthly sky that the Qur'an was then revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over a period of 23 years. So the month of the Qur'an is the kalam of Allah, kalamul muluk, mulukul kalam, the speech of kings are the kings of speeches. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the king of all kings. So what can we say with regards to the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It is kalamullah. This kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose intercession will not be rejected. This kalam which is a sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah jalla jalaluhu chose to reveal this Qur'an to the earthly sky, it was none other than the month of Ramadan that was chosen for the Qur'an. So between the month of Ramadan and the Qur'an, there's a great connection. Therefore, during the month of Ramadan, we should exert ourselves with the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the qualities of those who recite the Qur'an in a manner that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described in the hadith as men of the household of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that إِنَّ لِلَّهِ أَهْلِينَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. Verily, Allah has certain people who will be regarded as His household members on the day of Qiyamah. Sahaba radiyallahu anhum anxiously asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من هم يا رسول الله? Who are they? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ahlul Qur'an, people of the Qur'an, whom Ahlullahi wa khasfatuh, they will be the men of Allah, the people of Allah, the Ahlullah, and the very special slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they are the people of the Qur'an. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His infinite mercy make us among them. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described these people such. But what are the qualities of the people of the Qur'an? In two ayat of the Qur'an, if we take today, we can see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes people who have really taken the impact of the Qur'an on their hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the beginning of Surah Al-Anfal, describing the qualities of the believers, of the people of Iman. Many qualities are mentioned in these ayat. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention, then Allah jalla jalaluhu commences these ayat with the word innama. Now in Arabic, innama means only. That means a person of iman is only worthy of being called a man of iman when he possesses these qualities. The first and second quality, the first quality Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about them, that إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. When Allah's name is taken, then their hearts experience fear. That means they are awestruck by the name of Allah because of their recognition of the grandeur and the glory and the might and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah's name is merely taken, immediately they experience an effect of awe on their heart. They are awestruck by the name of Allah. وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. And the second quality Allah makes mention is وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. And when the ayat of the Quran are recited in front of such people, it increases their iman. In another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the 21st part of the Quran, Allah ta'ala makes mention in more detail of people of the Quran. When they recite the Quran, then what their condition is. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of one quality of theirs, which is an indication that when they acquire and achieve that quality, then this becomes their condition. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding that quality, Allah describes them as الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ, those who have the khashya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken of taqwa. Allah has also spoken of khawf. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. Khawf means to have fear. But what is the difference between khawf and khashya? Khashya is when that person's fear is because of recognizing the greatness and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which means that these people are people of the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have such ma'rifat of Allah. They have such recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that again, when Allah's name is taken, they experience an awe and a fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the same people Allah mentioned in that ayah, and Allah is mentioning them again here when describing how do they recite the Quran. So Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, Allah nazzala ahsan al hadith. Allah has revealed the best of speeches. May Allah Jalla Jalaluhu grant us attachment with the Quran. And may Allah make our day and our night the Quran. May Allah make our amal and our akhlaq the Quran. Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his akhlaq was the Quran. He was a walking Quran. So respected friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah nazzala ahsan al hadith. Allah has revealed the best of speeches. كِتَابًا مُتَشَابِهًا مَثَانِي. That book of Allah which is mutashabih. That means every part of the book of Allah is in harmony with the other parts of the book of Allah. Because Allah says in another ayat of the Quran, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Do they not ponder over the Quran? Had this book been from anyone besides Allah, they would have found abundance of contradiction in it. There's no book on earth besides the Quran that in some way or other, some contradiction or other, an author makes within his book. And that is the sign of the miracle of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying it. So here Allah describes that quality of the Quran in one word, mutashabihan. Then Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, mathani, this Quran, the words of the Quran, the ayat of the Quran, the surahs of the Quran are recited abundantly. There's no book in the world that is recited so much like the Quran. Any book in the world that is recited, any letter, any book, no matter how beloved it is to someone, no matter from who the beloved may be who sent that letter, when a person reads it, then once or twice, or maybe 10 or 20 times, but eventually a person gets tired of reading it. But the nature of the Quran is completely different. The more a person recites the Quran, the more one becomes desirous to read the Quran. The more one contemplates over the Quran, every contemplation brings about another meaning to the Quran. The more a person recites the Quran, Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu used to say, لَوْ طَهُرَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مَا شَبِعَتْ مِنْ كَلَامِ رَبِّكُمْ. Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu used to say, if your hearts were clean, it would have never become saturated from the kalam of your Rabb. He is the same Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, who used to recite so much of Quran that Allah granted him shahada while reciting the Quran, and his blood of shahada reached the pages of the Quran. And he is the same Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, that a person says, I saw him one night entering into the haram. It was the early part of the night. He began his Salatul Witr, and he recited from the beginning of the Quran to the end of the Quran in one rak'ah of Salah. So this is Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu describing what the Quran is. That لو طهرت قلوبكم, if our hearts were clean, then we would never become saturated from the Quran. So the Quran is mathani, it is recited often. The more a person recites it, the more beauty he finds within the Quran. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes after that, those who recite the Quran, كِتَابًا مُتَشَابِهًا مَثَانِي تَقْشَعِرُّ مِنْهُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ. People who possess the khashya of Allah, when reciting the Quran, there comes about a shiver on the skins of such people. Like we say in English, the hair stands on end. Because of the nur of the Quran, because of recognizing whose kalam I am reading, the Quran makes physically on the skins of their bodies, they experience a shiver. And then further Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ تَلِينُ جُلُودُهُمْ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. That is followed, that condition of theirs is followed by a tenderness and softness which covers them outwardly and inwardly. جُلُودُهُمْ, outwardly the skins also become tender. وَقُلُوبُهُمْ, and their hearts also become soft and tender. إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, and their hearts inclined more and more to the dhikr of Allah, to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah concludes this with an amazing statement. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, a statement of great hope, that ذَلِكَ هُدَ اللَّهِ, that is the guidance and the hidayat of Allah. يَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ, Allah gives it to whomsoever He wishes. Which means that Allah can give this to anyone. We have to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. If we ask Allah Jalla Jalaluhu to make, grant us such a condition to experience from the Quran this kind of nur and this kind of ecstasy, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is generous. Why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not grant it to us? So we should utilize the month of Ramadan. We should utilize and take advantage of this month of Ramadan with the book of Allah, with the kalam of Allah, and recite the kalam of Allah abundantly with utmost respect, and ask Allah before reciting the Quran that, oh Allah, that condition that you had granted to your special servants when reciting the Quran, Allah, I am not worthy of it, but I am begging you and you are the most generous. Allah, grant it to me also. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may grant it to us then, inshallah. So respected friends, we find when we look into the lives of our akabir also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed them also with these qualities, that during the month of Ramadan, they used to spend lots of time with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it was known about Mawlana Muhammad Yahya rahmatullah alayhi, the father of Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya rahimahullah, that besides the month of Ramadan, outside Ramadan daily he used to make khatam of the Qur'an. His attachment to the Qur'an was such that on one occasion, Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi mentions that Mawlana Muhammad Yahya rahmatullah alayhi was on journey. And he was on his way back home, or he had left from home, but on his journey he stopped over in Delhi. And he was on journey, so he was very, very tired. It was the month of Ramadan. And during the month of Ramadan, it was the month of Ramadan, around the 16th night of Ramadan, if I'm correct. And he had a friend who was an imam of a masjid. So he decided to go there and then continue his journey after taking a rest. So he went to that particular place. It was before Salatul Isha. He told the imam of this masjid that I need to take a rest because I have to continue with my journey. So allow me to rest in your room, which is attached to the masjid. But the sound of Taraweeh was reaching the room. And like Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya rahimullah has mentioned, and the translator has translated it with these words, that the imam was making hot waters. There were many mistakes in his recitation. So when there were mistakes in the recitation and it was reaching the room, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Yahya rahmatullah realized that he's not managing, and also it created a restlessness in Mawlana Muhammad Yahya rahmatullah alayhi. So he left his room. The imam had completed 4 raka'at and he had 16 raka'at to go. And this was the 14th para or 15th para. There were 16 paras left for the end of the Quran. He was reciting one para every night. So there were 16 paras left, and there were 16 raka'at left. So he came along, and he told the Imam, give way. And because he was such a great wali of Allah, his presence alone was enough to make the Imam give way. And he took over the musalla. He was on journey, he was tired. But these were men of the Qur'an. When they recited the Qur'an, they forgot all the tiredness. So he stepped onto the musalla, and we can imagine that he must have went into another world. He recited one para of the Qur'an in one rak'ah. And like that, he completed the khatm of the Qur'an that night for them. 16 rak'ahs, 16 paras. So this was the attachment that our kabirin had also during the month of Ramadan or the Qur'an. Therefore, we should also try to inculcate these kind of beautiful qualities of the Qur'an within us. Finally, respected brothers and elders, can we imagine this equation? That the Qur'an is the message of Allah, and an important message is only sent with important people. When a person wishes to send any message, he sends it with anyone. And when he wishes to send a very important message, then he chooses a very, very, very important person for it. And this message of the Qur'an, none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen, the best of all creation, the purest of all of the creation of Allah, the one whose heart had the most amount of nur, the one whose akhlaq was the best of all Allah's creation, Allah chose none other than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the messenger of the Qur'an. So the sender is Allah, the message is the Qur'an, the messenger is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The path that this messenger has to take and try to convey this message is a very rough one. One that has hunger and lust of fear. And we know the story of the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And who is the recipients of this message? Subhanallah, you and I. On the one hand, Allah. And then the message is Qur'an. And the messenger is Muhammadur Rasulullah. Are we worthy of being part of this equation, part of this particular thing, where we are the recipients, Allah is sending to you and I a message. And Allah is using Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for it. And Allah's Nabi undergoes untold sacrifices to convey to us. And at the end, we are the ones that have received it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have we appreciated this letter of Allah? Have we appreciated this message of Allah? Have we appreciated the Qur'an? Have we appreciated the messenger that brought the Qur'an to us? Have we appreciated the one who made the sacrifice, all the sacrifices that were given for the sake of the Qur'an reaching us in its pure and pristine form today? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who appreciate the Qur'an, who appreciate our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sacrifices, who appreciate the deen that Allah has given us, such a beautiful deen. May Allah make us appreciate the fact that Allah has granted us deen. Allah has made us from those who have embraced the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us death on iman. May Allah make our companion in our grave the Qur'an. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah make our intercessor none other than the Qur'an. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala count us among those who are called the men of the Qur'an on the day of Qiyamah through His mercy, even though we do not really deserve it. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.